to At Your Service from Erie's News Talk Station, Jet Radio 1400. The following is a paid commercial program. The content of this program is not an endorsement of the products or services described or discussed by this radio station, Connoisseur Media, the host, or other advertisers of the station, and is aired for informational purposes only.
Good morning. 4 minutes after 9 o'clock, I am Bill Klecker in the studio live. We've got Bob Oakley from Northwest Legal Services. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill, and thank you for the introduction. Today we have an interesting show. First of all, no, I'm not Jennifer Fisher. Unfortunately, Jennifer is under the weather, and if you're listening, get better. If you're not listening, still get better. What the heck? We got an interesting show today because we have two shows in one, so it'll be two abbreviated shows. The first show topic that we're going to talk about really is about the Erie County Human Relations Commission. What is it? What do they do? How can they help people? And from the Erie County Human Relations Commission, we have Charlotte Scalise. Welcome, Charlotte.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. I'd like to, I should tell people that you are the office administrator and paralegal that works with the Human Relations Commission, and you have for almost a year now.
Yes.
And there is an attorney who is the executive director and legal counsel. That's attorney Joseph Agulia.
Exactly.
Let's just really get into it. What's the purpose of the commission?
The commission's purpose is to review cases of discrimination in employment, housing, public accommodation, education, and sexual orientation.
Now, the commission's been in existence for a while.
We just got done rewriting our ordinance so that now we're in compliance with fair housing standards so that we can be a subsidiary of HUD and do more fair housing complaints.
And the funding for the commission comes from where?
It comes from city, county, and HUD funding.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into the types of cases and the types of thing that the commission does. But before I do want to remind the listeners this is a call-in show. And as such, you can certainly call in at 451-1400. Or if you happen to have Verizon Wireless, if you hit #4 1400, by golly, you get in here too and get to ask your question. So, having said that and asked people to make those calls, let's talk about the types of cases that the commission handles.
Well, we handle employment discrimination, housing discriminations, and education, public accommodation, and sexual orientation. Our main focus right now has been employment and housing discrimination at present. Those are the majority of our cases.
Now, the employment discrimination, let's just start there for a moment. That is discrimination in employment, but I understand you do not cover the Family and Medical Leave Act.
No, we do not.
But other than that, do you cover pretty much all other
forms of what? Yes, of employment discrimination, yes. But everybody's case would be reviewed by our attorney to see whether it actually lives up to the standards of discrimination. Some things may have to be referred to another office. We may not handle it.
Okay. So we're talking about you do housing discrimination?
Exactly.
And employment discrimination. That's your focus. Tell us the typical case first with employment discrimination and then housing discrimination, if there is such a thing as a typical case.
There is never a typical case, okay? Everybody has their own view on things, and we have to, review it and see what actually works. An example that Attorney Agulia likes to use is eating food at your desk, okay? One person does it. They get in trouble. Another person does it, they don't get in trouble. Ice cream, using that as an example of, let's say, an African-American or a Hispanic person is eating ice cream at their desk and they get disciplined for it, but yet a white coworker doing the same job doesn't have anything happen to them and they do it all the time and you've only done it once. That would be considered discrimination in the workplace.
So what you do is not simply a person's applying for a job and feels discriminated against.
We do have that, too.
Or they're fired and are discriminated against, but anything in between as well.
Exactly.
And housing discrimination, and that's in purchase as well as rental?
Yes.
Okay.
We've had more rental at this point than we have purchase. So if people think that they might have been discriminated against in the purchase of a house, you only have 180 days to file. And then we have to find you another venue to see who would handle you if you thought you were discriminated against.
Okay, I think we've got a call. Good morning, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to you about that discrimination. Back when I was working at a permanent job before I quit to have my children, I was working with a girl. You know, I'm white. She was black. And she was a cashier just like me. And they kept her on. I mean, you have so much money in your drawer every day. And she kept depleting her drawer, depleting her drawer, depleting her drawer. They kept her on for like 6 months. And when they were going to fire her, my boss said to me, we have to fire her because she's losing money. You know, the drawer, she emptied one complete drawer out. But he says to me, if that was you, he says, you would have been gone 3 months ago. Now, to me, that is reverse discrimination. Why would they have kept her on for 6 months, but with me being white, they would have kept me on only for 3 months if I did that?
Well, I don't know why, and if you had had time, we could have filed a discrimination claim for you, but, you know, this is from many years ago, but
right.
you are correct in that. But I don't know if the discrimination laws were in place back then when you...
Well, he was saying that they had to keep her on because they were worried that she was going to go to that, for the blacks, what's that called?
NAACP?
Yeah. So he says, we have to keep her on, but he said, we can't do it now. He says, we've got it all documented. This has been going on for 6 months. And so he says, they can't come back. And of course, then they hired another black girl, which she worked out perfect. You know, I mean, we got along. She did her job. She was never short in her drawer. But the point, what really ticked me off is because I was white, I would have been gone. She was black, they kept her on. And that's what irritates me more about anything. To me, I don't think that's fair. If they would have done it to me in 3 months, they should have done it to her in 3 months. Instead of worrying about her going to that NWPA, whatever it is, you know, and file up because she was black and they were letting her go because of that, which they weren't.
Thank you for your question. And again, as Charlotte suggested, if you had gone to their commission back when it happened, they may have been able to help. It is certainly fact-specific, and they would do an investigation. But thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
And that does bring up something, Charlotte. When someone comes in, how do they file a complaint so they get through your commission?
Well, we initially do an intake, and then they have a conversation either by phone or by sit-down with the attorney to go over the facts. If they can't reach the attorney in a timely fashion, I'll take the information, relay it on to him, so that he can then get to them with information, but they discuss it in great detail.
And then is there an investigation?
If need be.
And who does that?
The attorney would do that. And I would assist him to some degree, but he would do the majority of it.
And then what happens? Let's say at the end of the investigation you feel there is some merit. What's the next step?
They try and do a conciliation.
And that's with the people involved?
All parties involved, exactly.
And if that fails?
Then they go from there. They might have to go to court, whatever.
Now, when a person files with you, is that the same as filing with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission?
No, it is not.
So they need to do a joint filing?
They can do a joint filing.
Okay.
I think the EEOC has 300 days, and we only have 180 days.
I see.
So, again, like if they missed our time window, and they can always call me and double check, but I seem to recall reading and seeing that in our paperwork that the EEOC was 300 days versus 180.
And I know you say there's no typical case, and I believe that, but typically, if you will,
okay.
How long does it take for the case to go through?
Well, we try and do it in about 100 days to get it all completed.
Okay, we do have another call.
Okay.
You're on the air. Thank you for calling. Or not.
Okay.
Well, I thought we had another call.
Yeah, all right. In the meantime, I just wanted to say we are having a fair housing seminar at the Blasco Library on April 5th. And if anybody wants to go, we would appreciate it if they would call in and register so we have an idea of how many people are coming.
Well, I do want to make sure I get this out. Mm-hmm. If I want to file a complaint,
mm-hmm.
How do I do it? Do I call? Do I come down? If I have to call, what's your phone number?
451-7021.
Okay.
And we're located at 1001 State Street in room 322 if you want to stop by.
And you can do either?
Either way.
And do you have a website?
You could reach us by, right now, our website is not up, but you can reach us by our email addresses. So they could email, if they call in, I'll give them the email address. It's a little long for right now.
Okay, and once again, the phone number is?
7021.
Okay, well, Charlotte, thank you for joining us today. That's Charlotte Scalise with the Erie County Human Relations Commission. Very important information, and I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation.